If you can hear me, good morning and thanks for your time. So let's go back to how everything happened yesterday. Tell us, how did it happen? Even before we come to the motive behind the protest. Kennedy.
People are really, the young people, they're called the Gen Z, the young generation. We are rebelling against the financial bill that has been activated by the current government. So everyone was on the street yesterday trying to get to parliament because their mission yesterday was to occupy the parliament, and finally they got to the parliament. Though with a lot of crises, many people died, around 7 bodies, around like these people died, but they were able to get to the parliament.
But how are the people reacting to the new tax hikes that has led to these protests? Ken.
People do not really like what is proposed for the tax raise, because people are really tired with the tax raise every day. Things are becoming very expensive. So the people have taken it to their hands, not by the politics. It's not the politicians who have influenced it. It is the young generation who are tired of it. So now they decided to go to the streets to make sure that everything goes back in order, that the prices are not taken out, the taxes are not implemented.
But I believe before these protests, there were signs, there were signals that were sent by the youth and the people regarding these hikes. Did you pick up some of these signals prior to the protest yesterday?
Okay, the signal, it was really announced. You know, it is not like something hidden. It's not hidden. It is a revolution somehow, you know? Everyone is for it. You don't have to tell anyone. Even for you, if I tell you why we are going to the street to fight for our right, you will support us, because it is also your right, something that you know that it is right. You know, when the government was coming into power, they promised people, the hustlers, they called the hustlers, you know. Those people didn't have, the unemployed. And then this unemployed, now you come to power, you want to tax them even to stay with their parents. Who will accept that?
Give us the clear picture. How did the protest happen yesterday? Around what time? And when did they get to parliament? And just give us that description, Ken.
Okay, in the morning people just started like normal. The call time protest was around 8 o'clock, so people just started coming. Of course, there was guidance on how to behave. There was people not allowed to be like rude. People just supposed to just do a peaceful demonstration, and that is what happened. So people just started in different corners, people coming in. Of course, there were police presence everywhere. Some people were also not allowed to come. Some people from other towns were not allowed to come to the city. So this was also, like, with the heavy police traffic in the area. But people were able to come to the city, so they mobilized themselves, and slowly, as the day was unfolding and the guys were going into the parliament to talk about the finance bill, and then guys now stormed the parliament. And at that time, it was in the afternoon now, when they stormed the parliament, around 2 in the afternoon, around 3, something like that. Then they stormed the parliament in the evening. So it went chaotic, but it is really amazing that they were able to get there. But these guys
exactly. Ken, that was where I was coming to. It's amazing how they were able to penetrate the parliament security and get into parliament. How did they do that, Ken?
Of course, they started coming slowly, mm-hmm. and then they were in the fence, along the fence. And then the crowd came along the fence, and then people just started crossing. Of course, there was tear gas thrown, and then just people started jumping over the fence, like that. I don't know, something. And then just people went in, you know. I was not there. I wouldn't say that I was really in the heart of it, but it was like that. They just went in, they started breaking things, broke into the parliament. The Senate was, they could not break in through because the door could not open, but the parliament, where the members of parliament were sitting, they were able to get in. Some even came out with the sergeant at arms, you know. They were able to have that. The youths are now having the we call it rungu. Rungu is like the mantle. They have the mantle of parliament.
Yeah. Yes, but it's quite shocking. At that point, where was the police?
The police were overwhelmed. They shot. People died there, man. People died.
How many people? So.
Okay. Today, you know, like today now is the evaluation of what happened. But
yes.
Today they're saying like around 7 bodies were booked at the mortuary.
7.
So these are guys who died.
Wow. So how was the situation calmed down at a point?
No, after that, then the police came, many like that, and then people now are like looting things from the parliament and going away, and now they're running away back, and like that's the way people now started vanishing.
I see. So meaning there was some looting going on inside parliament. They looted some things from parliament.
Yes, they even looted the... How do you call it? I don't like saying looting. I would say that they took control. They took charge, and they were able to even take even chairs from the parliament that the MPs were seated on, able to take the coat of arm, you know, that the slogan, that thing that shows that the parliament is starting, you know, that thing, yeah? They took it to the street. Something, it has never happened before. No one has ever taken over the parliament, man.
Will you say, I mean, you are a journalist in Kenya, and of course, most of these things are some way, somehow, politically motivated. Is that the case in Kenya, Kennedy?
No, come on. Of course, it is politically motivated, but this time is not politically motivated. The guys are tired, you know. Zakayo is being asked to come down the tree. I think you know Zakayo, yeah?
Zakayos.
Yeah, the tax collector is asked to come down the tree. Guys are tired. Yeah, that's what is happening.
Okay, so now let's come to President William Ruto's response and his appreciation of the protest. Has he made an official statement to the nation as we speak on the protest? Kennedy?
Yeah. Immediately yesterday we had a president talk at 9 o'clock. It was on TV, man. It was on TV, brother. It was on TV. It was live talk. He talked to the nation. Of course, he was calming the nation, which is fine. He's the president. He has to talk to the nation. But I think many people are asking, why is he? Of course, it is a treason. The thing that he said at last was treason. So it is treason to do kind of things like this. So we don't know where it is going now. We don't know how far it will go, because treason now, you know, it shows that people have to be arrested, especially people who are seen on the scene. You know, things like that, and they have to, you know, face penalties. So we don't know what's going to happen now. Now he mentioned treason. That's the last one.
Kennedy, my final question, gauging from the mood and this morning, do you think the protests are far from over?
No, I don't think so, because they're planned. They're going on. They're on Thursday, tomorrow, they're going to occupy, they're saying they want to occupy the State House. They're going to the State House.